وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We're looking at mankind and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified them and spoke highly of them, and we need to understand who we are from the perspective of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we might be able to look at one another with honor and with respect and dignity, and give each other the rights that we deserve. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create me and I have to be narcissistic about it, and I am the best of creation and everyone else is below me. That's not how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees it. So we need to see how are we in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He describes mankind and He speaks of them, sometimes He speaks of them and He glorifies them from the perspective that mankind has the capacity to reach perfection, and He has the ability to. He is capable of doing so. Any human being has a capacity and capability to reach perfection. At the same time, Allah described that mankind have the capacity and ability to sink to the worst of pits of degradation. And, you know, as I can't find a word to describe what level of humility we can reach when we do not use the gifts that Allah has given us, or at least we use them in the wrong manner. So you can see the scales Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He makes this very clear. So when He begins talking, there's a line of perfection where it says, كَرَّمْنَا لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We created Him of the best of form. سَخَرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. He created everything under your disposal. سَخَرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything on earth is under your command. So you can see that this is the baseline for humanity. And then when He looks at each individual, then that's when the separation comes. So some individuals decide to do that which is good for themselves, and some individuals they go the other side of things. And in the Quran, it's very good to notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He looks at other creations, He does not condemn them, nor does He give them names and titles of bad actions. Where the human beings do, we can be called kafir, unbeliever. We can be called zalim, an oppressor. We can be called taghi, those who transgress, or khasir, those who lose. Fujur, also a term that refers to the bad deeds one does, also transgression. Kanood, unthankful, ungrateful, and so on and so forth. And then He talks about other human beings with good description. So Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظُلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Human beings, truly, they are transgressors. They are ignorant. And then He says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى. Human beings have this capacity to go way beyond transgression. إِنْ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Once they see themselves rich and capable of doing things. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Allah says in the Quran in chapter Al-Asr, surely man is at loss. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٍ. Man will never thank and be grateful to his Lord. So you can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these titles and he gives them to the human beings because of the capacity and ability to reach such a level. Let us take a short break and then inshallah we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We are looking at human beings from the Quran. So we said before the break that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created humans, they were the only ones that they could be called names. They could be called kafir, they could be oppressor, transgressor, and so on and so forth. Like really nasty names or categories we can put ourselves in if we do not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorifies mankind. When, for example, he looks at the Prophet, he says, Rahmatul lil alameen, mercy to mankind. And he calls him, for example, lantern of guidance. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when he looks at the mu'mineen themselves, qaniteen, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedient to him. For example, sa'imeen, they fast to Allah, hafidhin li furujihim, they protect their private parts. And Allah glorifies them in so many ways. He glorifies the mu'mineen. And sometimes Allah divides the mu'mineen themselves into groups. As-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon, those who proceed into doing good actions. And then you have the people who are the right, people of the right, Ashabul Yameen, people of the right, Ashabul Shimal, people of the left. And you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always tries to distinguish between the human beings themselves based on their own action. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the belief that most people think, well, Allah is making us do this, it's not my choice, it's not my option. I'm forced into it because of this, because of that. That is absolutely nonsense. Or some might think Allah just wants to punish people and send them to hellfire. That's also nonsense. Human beings, me and you, Allah created me in the best of form. And he says, fi ahsani taqwim. And then Allah says, alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwa. Then he gave that soul, that human being, the ability to become good, taqwa, piety, and fujur, transgression, is the yin and yang, if we can say the least. They're both into us. Which one I take is my choice. And which end I reach, this is also my choice. If I take the right of righteousness and the path of righteousness, I will end up in heaven. If I take the path of wickedness and the path of evil, then obviously I will end up in hell. I can't say Allah put me in hell, Allah is punishing me. Rather, I am punishing myself. I have punished myself with my own ignorance. So a human being, that amazing creature, having this ability to reach perfection and having the ability to reach the bottom and the bits of hell by his own choice, by his own logic. So this creature that could distinguish between these two roads and he can take either, that's not your average creature. That's a creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that created him in such a way that Allah, he himself took pride in creating him in such form. So we need to also look at each other, at least in this regard. So when Amir al-Mu'minin says people, either brother in faith or at least equal in humanity, in the sense that we both glorified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.